From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Bloch.
And I'm Robert Siegel. The longest-running drama in broadcast history is going off the air. On Friday, the soap opera Guiding Light will end its 72-year run. The soap has served as a launching pad for Hollywood stars, including Kevin Bacon, James Earl Jones, Calista Flockhart, Ruby Dee, and Christopher Walken. Guiding Light began as a radio soap in 1937. It moved to TV in 1952. In recent years, ratings for soap operas have been going down, and as Jesse Baker reports, that's the reason for Guiding Light's cancellation.
If you try, in all probability, he'll die anyway.
For the past 54 years, through divorce, deaths, job losses, and the growing pains of raising twins, Julie Soloway Poole has counted on one thing to see her through.
Always, when I've had difficult things going on in my life, I had Guiding Light.
She remembers watching the show with her mother in black and white, when an entire episode lasted only 15 minutes.
I just can't imagine it ending, because these are real people in my mind and in everyone's mind, so how could it come to a close? They've been here my whole life.
From its early radio days, The Guiding Light was a pioneer of soap operas.
Finest stars you've ever seen.
For advertisers, it was a way to sell laundry soap.
The UZ does everything.
The new Does brings you The Guiding Light, created by Erna Phillips.
Erna Phillips was the birth mother of the modern soap opera. She invented things like using organ music to transition from scene to scene. She was an early adapter of the dramatic cliffhanger endings that kept her audience tuning in for more.
What more did you want me to say, Mater?
That you love me? That you would give Chucky your name?
Mater, you knew what was in my mind. You knew how I felt about you.
Many of today's characters can be traced back through family trees to the original characters Erna Phillips created. Take, for example, the role of Philip Spaulding, the adopted son of the ex-husband of the great-granddaughter of the show's original patriarch, Friedrich Papa Bauer. If you didn't follow me, totally okay. The actor Grant Alexander has played the role of Philip Spaulding off and on since 1982, and even he can't keep it straight.
I think it's seven marriages, and let me see, is it four kids or five? I think it's four.
You were shot once, yes.
Yes, shot.
And dead, right? You were gone for a couple years.
Yeah. It was a murder mystery that took me off the show last time, and they ended up resolving it that his father, Alan, had shot him, but to save him from himself.
Over the last 6 months, Philip has been dealing with a terminal illness, and the audience watches Philip's life slip away as the show does the same. Guiding Light co-head writer Jill Laurie Hurst.
The hardest thing was how to condense stories into what should have maybe been a 2-year story into a 4-month arc, and leaving them in a place where the audience will feel satisfied, and then they in their own heads can kind of think about where these people are going to go next.
Starting October 5th, one television mainstay will be replaced with a fresher version of another, a new incarnation of the game show, Let's Make a Deal. For NPR News, I'm Jesse Baker.
And you can go back in time and listen to episodes of The Guiding Light from the 1930s at npr.org.